Recording with me. You saying, fam? You ain't doing intros no more. Just get me. natural.
Yeah, get me.
Straight in. Pause. You saying, though? I said it. We're good.
I know, but still, fam.
What you saying, though, fam?
I was chilling. Getting ready. Carnival weekend.
Carnival weekend. People are touching the roads.
What you saying? You're going, yeah?
I'll see you on the day, fam.
Today's the day, fam.
Tomorrow's the day too, fam. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe. I'm not trying to force anything, fam. I'll see how I wake up and decide if I want to go or not.
Yeah.
It's just the traveling that puts me off, man. It's to and from.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the trains and buses. It's not even a thing because roads will be closed. So
that's a myth.
But buses will be
because you'll have to walk to like Marble Arch
to
get a bus.
Yes, yeah, it's dead. And then trains.
No one's doing that. Cabs is a myth.
Do you know what I think? I think someone said to me, it was like, you have to, if you're from South, get the train from, say, Denmark Kiel.
Overground.
To Clapham. And then Clapham, get another overground train to like Westfield.
Yeah.
And then Westfield, you can
just walk off.
And you can just walk to it, and it's like, what, 15, 20 minutes or whatever?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe.
But then when you're going back, you'd have to do the same journey.
Yeah, I'll walk to Westfield.
Walk to Westfield.
And then get the trains back in it. As long as the trains are running, then that should be fine.
As long as the overground is running.
Yeah.
Should be, but.
Then it should be all right. But still, though, like, just the journey to and from.
That's the only thing, like you said. That's the thing with carnival.
People in West London, man, it's on your doorstep, fam.
They're just that's why they be going there like every day.
Yeah,
like, bro, how can you go every day? Then like, it's
just you can't be from West and not go. You have no choice. It's on your doorstep,
it's
bro.
True. It's true.
You might as well just go.
Yeah,
you might as well just go. Forget whatever plans you have for them 2 days of the year, and just go carnival. Especially if you're like from like Notting Hill,
Ladbroke Grove,
like
them sides, you have to just walk down the street. That's you just walking down the street.
Literally, just go. The weather's decent as well, man. So even if you don't go there, just chill on your doorstep, fam.
Yeah, fam. It's true.
You know all them West houses, they got them steps today. Just chilling on your step, fam.
I didn't know, that you see, that's like a stoop.
What's that?
You know, like in America, like if you got the steps and stuff.
Oh, that's a stoop, innit? Yeah.
But you know a porch. So you know like a porch in America where they got the big...
Yes, front. It's like a front garden. Yeah,
that's just a mini... A stoop is just a mini porch.
That makes sense. I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, innit?
Yeah, stoop. Why do you call it a stoop?
New York. That's what they call it.
The stoop. Oh, okay. New York, they have the steps, innit?
Because I was watching... Like, I was watching Battle Rap, innit? So I was watching Murder Mook versus Geechee.
Yeah.
And he was like... And he's like, what the fuck are porches? We got stoops. But in my head, I was like, I swear a stoop is just a mini porch. I swear it is. When I checked it, and I checked on Google, it was saying that, I was like, so what the fuck are you rapping about, bro? Because it was a New York versus LA thing, innit?
Oh, okay.
So obviously Murder
Mook. Geechee's from LA?
Yeah, so Geechee's from LA.
Okay.
Murder Mook's from New York. Geechee beat Loaded Lux, won that 3-0 against him, so destroyed him. But that was in LA. So when it comes to now, they're battling in New York, Murder Mook. That one, it's like, I feel Geechee won, but the general consensus, Mook won that
home
one.
Home advantage.
Home advantage, And then using that whole New York versus LA, Biggie versus Tupac. You know, all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that one's there. That's what I was like. When you said it, I was like...
Makes sense, though. Porch, stoop.
But I wouldn't afford that because it's like it's stairs, cool, and then thing. But I wouldn't afford that. Like a stoop is a mini porch. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. It's not really, nothing about nothing. Nah. Just random thoughts out loud.
Nah,
it's all
good.
It's all about nothing.
Would you, if you lived in West, like say you lived in Ladbroke Grove. Mm. Would you try a big money?
I think I would still.
People who can use your toilet one at a time.
I don't know, you know. I feel like shops. Like maybe like I'll have drinks and shit.
I'll
go like Costco, stock up, get bare drinks, and then
sell the drinks
on the day. Yeah,
yeah, because they can't police that.
Yeah, because
too many people. Yeah, it's too many people. Like, have you got a license?
Have you got a license? Yeah, it's like, oh man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I think most people would. To be fair,
yeah, I think that's what I would do. Car, even you make a nice little change, you only make £50, but
yeah. Even in Brixton today, like outside Iceland, there was a stall there. There was a few stalls there. A lot of them were selling like just accessories, like flags, bucket hats,
Bear
thing.
Brixton makes sense.
And snow cones. Someone was selling snow cones right outside Iceland as well. I was like, you're not gonna make money today, boy.
Yeah, but at least it's not like yesterday. Yesterday we were just pouring down with rain.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So the rain. Yeah,
they wouldn't have thing. But at least today is clear, so it's calm.
I think this week coming is gonna be
decent today. Yeah, I think even like Wednesday, I think hot. It's gonna be like 27.
27, I think.
Like, yeah, 27. Yeah.
So yeah, should be good, man.
Even though this was meant to be the wettest summer, it's still all right weather-wise. I think
it just started late.
Yeah, that's
it. I think it's just started late, but I think. Now people say it started late, so it might end.
Well, damn.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Bruh.
No, wait, watch out for the people listening.
Sorry, yeah, so people were, got the Wolves-Chelsea game on. Yeah. It was 3-2 when the thing had frozen.
Yeah.
We've come back now. It's a 5-2 to Chelsea. I said, Madu Ake double. I don't even know if he's got a double or a hat-trick.
Yeah,
right?
it could be a hat-trick. We don't know.
We have no idea.
Goodness
me. Yes. Damn. But great segue. So earlier this week, me and Marco was having a talk at work.
Yeah.
We got a bet live. You know me. You know how we get down.
Yeah, bets, man.
Talk
bets,
is
bets.
Cheap. Talk is cheap.
Back your chat, fam.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I've got Chelsea to finish above United. Mm-hmm.
And I've got United.
And he's got United finishing above Chelsea. Now, my thing I said is that Chelsea got better players than United.
Yeah.
So once Chelsea kind of get it together,
once. Okay.
Because they got it together last season.
Okay.
I feel like you're rubbing out last season what happened.
No, I'm not.
I feel like you are, because I feel like that's a very big catalyst, because United were 8 points clear, 3-2 up 90th minute against Chelsea, lost 4-3. And that was just like the momentum had just flipped like that.
I hear it. But my thing about it though, I'm not rubbing out what they did last season, but this isn't last season. This is a new season with a new gaffer and more players.
Yeah.
So Pochettino is an experienced manager. Enzo, this is his first job in the Prem. So,
but
you're saying once.
Did Poch do a good job though at Chelsea?
Oh, overall, of course not. Overall, no, of course not. But he ended well though. That's because that's what we're going off. You're giving Chelsea credit how they ended their season.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's Poch, isn't it? You got to give credit to Poch.
Yeah, and the players, yeah.
Yeah, cool. But again, my thing is that this is a new season, more players, and Poch isn't there. And I'm not saying that, oh, if Poch would have been there, they would have been competing for top four. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But I would have had more faith in Chelsea finishing above United if Poch was still there, I think.
If Poch
stayed Chelsea manager, then I would say, yeah, they would finish above United.
Oh, they would finish above United.
Yeah. That was my thing about
it. They could or they would finish
above. I think they would. But Enzo, no one knows about Enzo, innit? I'm not trying to hear people do revisionism about Enzo. I'm like,
but he won the title at Leicester, innit?
I hear it, but no one watched the league, innit? No one watches championship football, unless you're...
Nah, I wouldn't say no.
Nah, come on, man.
I'm not saying I
watch it. Not enough to know what this manager's about. Not enough to know.
Well, he's a manager that wants to play football the right way.
All right, cool. So I stand by my point. No one's watched Leicester. No one's really watched Leicester.
No one. I'm just saying, we don't watch Leicester.
That's what I'm talking about.
But what I'm saying is that there's other people, obviously, that, you know what?
I'm not saying no one in the world. I'm talking about within our circle, no one has watched Leicester.
I haven't watched Leicester.
Right, cool. So, but that's my thing, innit? I don't know. They have got better players. There's nothing to argue. We can go through the 11 and there'll be more Chelsea players.
So you believe Chelsea has the best?
I've always said that, yeah. Chelsea do have the better players. There's no doubt. They have, brother, on paper, Chelsea got one of the best teams in the league. But you don't play games on paper. So if they get together
once,
you're saying once, I'm saying if they get together, then cool. Chelsea will easily make, like, you know, top five, easily. Top six. If they get it together.
If they get it together, they will make top six. Five, top six. Yeah. Top five best.
Top five best, definitely in the top six, I think.
Okay.
If they get it together.
Yeah.
But that's a massive, massive if. Massive if. Which, I don't know. I've not seen enough. I've not seen enough from... Not that I've not seen enough. I just don't believe it. Chelsea's just a mess. Like the whole club is a mess from top to bottom, from the board down to the players on the pitch. So I don't know. Enzo's got a big job on his hands. So I just don't see it. That's why. Big if. There's a massive if. You're saying once.
I don't say it. Because they just have to get it together. Is just doing better than Man United. And getting it together is not that much of a tough task. Because I don't think... Who else is there? Because I said for top four, so obviously I got Villa, that's fourth. Mm-hmm. Then I got Chelsea fifth. So they'll be battling United
and Tottenham.
Yeah. I don't think Chelsea is a high level that Chelsea have to get get it together that Enzo couldn't reach because it's not so up because of the quality of players in comparison to Tottenham.
All three teams are about the same level.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If Chelsea get it together, they've got the capability to then push, I think, Villa and what because of the quality of players.
But push for fourth.
No, I'm not saying that they will push for, even if they get it together, they will push for fourth. No, I'm saying if they had the system and the manager knew exactly what and the players knew, then yes, they could fight. But that would take a couple of seasons anyway to get that integrated into the team.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is if they had that, the quality of player they have, they could fight for top four.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have such high quality of player, the manager, I don't think, has to do so much in order to find that structure because the quality of player will carry them.
Nah, they do, man. They don't.
And that's what individual I think player, last. And that's what I think last season, because I think Potch was shit last season.
He was. Overall, he ended well.
I'm giving the players the credit. Basically, for me, I'm giving the players the credit for making top, not making top four, but their strong finish to the end of the season. That's what I'm giving them credit for. Not Poch.
Okay.
I think Poch is dead. I think you're giving Poch way more credit for this end of season that they had than actually the players.
Mm.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like now, even they got even now more depth, more quality. So it's just a case of Enzo having to. And I don't think that's what I'm saying. What Poch was doing, I don't think is a high level that Enzo has to reach.
It's a hard job. It's not about. We're not comparing the two in terms of like what level they can potentially reach. The job on their hands is mental, bro. Like you can't have 40 plus players and 40 different types of personalities that you have to deal with, bro. Like it's crazy. Like. The board doesn't help the managers.
No, there is not helping.
At all. Like, you're not helping them.
But he's got, like you said, he's already got his 24 that trains, and the rest of them, they're doing what they do. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like he's taking training sessions with the whole 40 group.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's just his group, the 24, which would be normal for any team.
Mm.
And then the other players, they're doing whatever they're doing on the side. So that's what majority of the players,
you still got to deal with that though. Like it's not like, oh, you've just separated 20 and then you never speak to them again. No, you're still the manager.
No, you're passing and by them, whatever, but they know that they're not in your plans. You've already spoken to them. You already know what I want. So man doesn't need to be super buddy-buddy like raw, like, you know, like, how's your family doing? And, about that. You are there. Like, cool. Mm. You know, we keep it professional, but you're obviously going to find whatever your next move is.
Mm.
So that's why I'm like, it's not that crazy because if he's just focusing on what he needs to do with his group that he believes in, then that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, just don't think it's a high level.
That's what he says, brother. But that video, that looked about like 40.
That was a media day. It was a media day. Did you get it? Everyone has to be on media day.
Of course.
It's a media day.
I hear it.
It's a media day.
I hear it.
It was from the official club. Did you get it? Uh-huh. Exactly. It's a media day. I'm trying to spin it. You're trying to say it.
I hear
trying
it.
Listen, this guy trying to paint the narratives of Chelsea. Don't worry. Listen, I feel like I'm a proper West London. You just defending Chelsea. I feel like the carnival talk before is just... Just me, people like, nah, man, what's got the man? You get
Fulham out here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Nah, I know, man.
Fulham, like, Broadway.
I just think it's too much of a task for Enzo. And I don't doubt that he's like a good manager. like you just hear good things about him, innit? But for him to literally go straight into the deep end with Chelsea, it's that boy.
Well, look, Arteta went the deep end with Arsenal.
But it was there's no pressure. There was no pressure when he first came into Arsenal. We were dead. So he had to rebuild. Chelsea.
Yeah, he was rebuilding. But yeah, this is a rebuild.
No. But Chelsea have been buying players for how many years? And still buying players, even though they've got 40-odd players registered. So it's just like, you're not helping. And I don't blame Enzo. Even if he does get sacked, I wouldn't blame him totally.
But he's building. So like now, he's kind of building. So he's kind of in a similar predicament that Arteta was. Because what's really the pressure on him? What is the amount of money
that Chelsea have spent every window?
Yeah, but that's nothing.
You need to get back.
That's nothing to do with him per se. The pressure.
Whether he likes or not, it is though. Whether he likes or not, he is.
Okay, but
he's been hired to hit a target.
What's that target?
That target is back into Europe.
Yeah,
Chelsea want to get Champions League football again.
Yeah, and Chelsea can get into Europe very easily.
They're not going to this season.
Not Champions League, but they can.
What I'm talking about.
That's not the target to make.
The target is to get back into Europe. The amount of money that Chelsea have spent. No.
The manager is not to make top four.
Not for this season. No, that's not what I'm saying to you.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's not signed a 1-year deal.
I know he's not signed a 1-year deal.
Right. So but the overall the
time,
target.
Yeah, the overall time is. Okay, cool. I agree. To get back into the Champions League. Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But this first season, but what I'm saying, I was talking about this season. His first season now, Chelsea's target is not to make top four.
We're saying two different things. Yeah. No, we're saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we're saying the same thing. So what I'm saying is, with given time to actually mold the team, why would he not believe in the second year or the third year that they could be back challenging for top four?
I'm not saying that. Because we was comparing Arteta and Chelsea. Yeah. And My point was that Enzo's target when he first initially signed, say like a 4-year deal or however long it was, is initially to get back into the Champions League football. Mm. I'm not saying he's going to get Champions League football this season. Of course he won't. Yeah, but and that's not even a conversation that would have happened when he first signs. Like, you need to get Champions League football. That's unrealistic. But I'm saying the difference between Chelsea and Arsenal is the amount of money Chelsea have spent and carry on spending. Mm-hmm. Arsenal, we've had to sign, bro. We had to sign Willian on a low, and when we signed Pablo Mari, like, we didn't have the money that Chelsea have had.
I'm saying the
pressure is always going to be on Chelsea. Like, they have to improve every single year to reach the target.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like that would be the same at Arsenal, though. You will still have to when Arteta went.
But Arteta was always going to have more time.
What I'm saying is Arteta after 3-4 seasons. Would have been expecting.
Of course, after now, four seasons,
To be back in, I would say, even after three, to be back in the Champions League, to be back competing for the Champions League, which is what he ended up having you doing. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have that pressure, though.
Arsenal has that pressure because Arsenal, the size of the club you are, you're going to have that.
Arteta didn't have that pressure.
He did have that pressure. Nah. He had to make top four. That's why you lot were so pissed at him when he bottled top four.
But I'm saying he had time. Like, when he first joined, no one thought we was going to get top four. The season after, same thing.
Yeah.
We didn't think that. It was only the third season when we finished fifth. We was like, oh shit. But that was that process was fast forwarded. Because we didn't sign anyone. Like, we signed Ben White, Ramsdale, and we was like, we ain't getting no top four of them. We didn't in the end.
Yeah.
Hindsight. But that's because we were still building. But it was fast forward. It was like a fast track. Yeah, we finished eighth and jumped straight to fifth, competing for top four. I don't think that's going to happen with these lot.
Yeah, that's what you don't think is going to happen. That's separate. Mm. What I'm saying is the pressure on him would be in the preseason to either be fighting for top four or you're making top four. And that's what I'm saying. That's the same metric that I think Arteta would have
even with
had.
The players that Chelsea have bought and the caliber of players that they bought and the money they spent, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
Because look at the caliber players that we bought in the first 2 years, and look at the caliber that he's had in the last.
But
three.
The objective is to fight for top four. I'm talking about the objective. Yes. Okay. Cool.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same.
That's my point. Is that the objective?
You're talking about objective. I'm talking about pressure. The objective is exactly the same. We both agree on that. I'm talking the pressure that Arteta had and the pressure that Enzo's got is not the same. It's not.
So what? Who's on high? They're on high pressure.
Yes, of course they are. But that's not Enzo's fault though. But Chelsea and. Like the board, everyone, the whole club, from the board,
saying,
manager and players, they have a lot more pressure than what Arsenal did when Arteta first joined. That's what I'm saying.
When he first joined?
Yeah, when they first joined. That's what I'm talking about. But the objective will be the same. We agree on that. Mm-hmm. But that he has more pressure than what Arteta did.
More pressure to what?
To hit them objectives.
He so has in more his first pressure. Season, in Arteta's first
if he
season,
don't finish in the top six, you don't think they're going to be talking about Enzo? Like, ooh, bro, like, look at the players that you've got. There will be talks.
But it's not like... But if they're saying for him to build, to be the next whatever, like now he's the one to take the team on and they finish six. But it depends, because six could be sixth, but they finish, like say they finish the season well, or they have good cup. Like if it's contextual to being a decent season, I feel like they could still, they'll be fine with him finishing thing. It'll be bad, like Arsenal, that's what I'm saying. Like you finish eighth, it's not like you can see, okay, cool, he's having to rebuild the team.
Start again.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, you're giving him the grace because that's what man is doing.
His
thing is, he's now having to just find the actual team, the system, the structure, and that works for the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different in that sense, but... Mm-hmm. Basically, the objective, whether as long as he improves on how they done last season, I think that's it will be more than enough for thing. As long as like, wow, this game is wild. 3-5. This game is is this allowed? Offside. Must be, yeah. But yeah, like the objectives, yeah, I just think the objectives are similar. I feel like it's a similar kind of thing. I think he's working from a better base.
Because absolutely,
he's got a better...
He has more backing. Yeah. He has more
and I think what you're saying is, I get what you're saying. Like, thing might have more understanding from, I think, internally. Which I think internally, in terms of the fans, maybe the board, they can understand, like, okay, cool, it's going to take a while.
It's
going to
take a minute. Yeah,
take a minute. And we're going to have to, at some point, invest heavily into the team for Arteta to think. But I think, in terms of what they... or going into the season with, I don't think it's that much of a difference. Like, and I think Enzo, because he's got a better base, it's even...
He has a much better base.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree.
How much in 3 years?
My original point was, that had nothing to do with Enzo. That was my like original, because when you're saying it, it's like, it's going to be more pressure. But I'm like, that doesn't affect Enzo, because that's not... him, he's now having to sort through the team. So it's like the other managers, they were kind of like, that's when the purchases were being made. But his job now is to sort through the team and see what works. So that's why
that was Poch's job initially.
It was initially, but he then became crap and then he still bought more players. So I feel like now, this one now is more of a, because I don't think they bought, like that's what I'm saying, like, okay, say like João Felix, for instance. He's not there to start. Maybe Neto's coming on here and there, but there's not so many players that they're going to buy that's just going to go boom straight into the first team. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be
big money though.
But it's going to be a gradual process. So the core of the 11 is going to be there. That's what I'm saying. It's now style of, oh my God.
6-3 Chelsea.
And now it's João Felix.
João Felix.
Oh, people.
There we go.
Not even 6-3, 6-2 fam.
Oh shit, my bad. Sorry, 6-2.
And this is where his return, isn't it? First game. But
first game back, yeah.
But yeah, I just think like now his job is just a bit more of a different role. So he's just kind of sifting through it. So, and look, that's what I'm saying. This is the quality. Like now you got Jackson playing majority of the game. You got João Felix that can come on. That's the kind of thing. So that's why I'm like, they got the depth and the quality of squad. It's just them piecing it together.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't get it with United. And then obviously United... finished though.
It's too easy though.
There's a drop. There's bare space, fam. But yeah, speaking of your dogs, United and that.
Man said my dogs.
That's your dog. Listen, they're not my dogs. We just gone to war like nearly 10 minutes.
No, but to sum up what we're saying, I do agree with what you're saying in terms of like Enzo and his target and he's like, you know, targets for the next year or 3 years or whatever it is. I do agree on that. My whole point is that Enzo has a lot more pressure now in his first season that Arteta had in his first season at Arsenal. That was my difference in it. And whether Enzo comes out of it on the other side and he's done well with Chelsea and Chelsea improve year on year out, then cool. But I also do believe that Chelsea, that the fan base, I think they need to be realistic in terms of what Chelsea can do and what the best thing it is, because obviously Chelsea fans want to get back into the Champions League.
Yeah,
of course they do, innit? But I know they spent a lot of money, so the targets are going to be higher and they're going to be fast tracked because they need to make some money back. Mm. You need to get back into the Champions League football in it, but yeah. You need to be realistic as well in it. And
I think
you can't keep buying so many players, bro.
I think fifth is a realistic target for them.
Fifth is a great season if they finish fifth.
I think, fifth is a great season. I think Europa League is a realistic target for Chelsea.
I think so. Yeah, even if they just scrape it, but Europa League should be the target. Why is that? I'm saying, like, even if they just scrape it, what, seventh? I don't know why I'm laughing. How am I laughing? There's three spots for Europa League, I lie. Fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Might be.
Oh, is it two?
No, it might be. Yeah, it might be. No, because then there's conference, isn't it? And what, conference is eighth?
Conference is eighth.
But then it's whoever wins the
FA Cup.
Yeah, FA is in. Yeah, FA Cup and Carabao Cup.
So yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see in it.
You're not buying it. Yeah,
no, I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it.
That's how I feel about United. But yeah, United, man.
Yeah, go on.
So early kickoff. A nice start to brighten up my day.
Goodness. Brighton.
Listen, I don't even think it was a great Brighton. Like,
I don't think so neither.
They had James Milner
starting
in centre midfield.
Starting.
This is not good data, man. It's not good data. Listen, I like Kobbie Mainoo and all of that.
Yeah.
But he didn't play bad, but defensively, I think the midfielder was just, I don't know, because United started well. This is the thing.
Yeah, they did.
United started well.
They normally do. They normally start okay.
They started well. So that's why it's very weird. And then it was just, they were more or less dominating the half. Mm. There weren't really chances apart from Diallo's one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then it was just out of nowhere. Boom.
Yeah,
Danny Welbeck. That guy's clinical though against United. Apparently, he's got a good record.
He scored the most goals against United than any other player.
Is it?
I think that's what I heard. No one scored more goals against them.
Against United
than Danny Welbeck. That's crazy.
Your own graduate.
Literally, fam.
Your own graduate.
Welbeck's class, man. He's a good season pro. Yeah.
He's a good season pro.
Good season pro, fam. Like, you know what you're going to get from him. He's quality.
Yeah.
He just came wrong time for Arsenal.
But it's mad because it's like,
He was good at Arsenal. I liked him at Arsenal.
Yeah, it's just the injuries.
The injuries was too much,
yeah. But it's mad because he must actually be a higher quality player than we give him credit for. Because to stay around this late into your career, he's like 33.
Yeah, he's old. He might even be older than that.
Yeah, he might be 33, 34 even.
Yeah.
And to still be like, and he's not whack. Like, he's actually a proper good, like, he's a good, like, starting up. Like, they can do better. Like, they can do better.
Of course.
But, like, he's still a good starting centre forward. Mm. Like, if Danny Welbeck played a couple games, not for Liverpool, but I'm saying, like, for Brighton or whatever, like, he started three or four in a row, you wouldn't be super, super pissed. Like,
nah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, but cool. We'll be able to manage with Welbeck there.
Yeah.
So maybe he might, like, I might not be giving him the credit. Yeah. Like,
he's a good season pro, man. He's good.
Yeah, good season pro.
Yeah. Same with Milner.
Now, Milner's another level. Like, I feel like, yeah, Milner's a lot of levels higher.
He's not a starter, though. Milner's a starter. A good season pro.
Milner's a starter.
Nah, he's not.
He's a star.
Milner's not. At what?
At level? His prime.
At what? Oh, yeah, no, but I'm talking now.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, not now. Yeah, he's not now.
How old now? 37, 30?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, he's not a starter now.
No, he's not a starter now. No. He shouldn't be starting now.
No, of course not. No, if we're talking prime Milner. Prime Milner plays for
anyone. Yeah, no. So I'm saying, like, the level of player that I believe Welbeck is, obviously, Milner is a lot of, like, a few levels above that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant. But
cool. Yeah.
Like, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not giving Welbeck enough credit for the level of player that I had
in my mind.
You know what I'm saying? But I never thought he was whack. I actually thought he was good.
Mm.
But
did you? Did you always feel that way?
I always thought,
when he was at Arsenal, you felt that way.
No, I even felt that Paul's more at Arsenal than when he was at United, because United was young.
Yeah,
so he was
young,
raw.
Yeah.
But at Arsenal, I actually thought he was good. Like, I understand what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, running, like, you know, kind of like a more mobile Emil Heskey, like, do you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I always respected the job that he done. He got clutch goals for you, like, he was a good player. So I never think, but
injuries, man.
And then injuries.
I respect Robert.
But yeah, Milner starting at 36 years old and you guys not dominating midfield is crazy. Crazy.
Because who started in midfield for United? It was Mainu,
Casemiro,
and Bruno. And Mount.
Yeah, Bruno Mount.
Up top, but yeah.
Bruno Mount.
I keep telling people, bro, like Casemiro is not it. He should have left in the summer. He should have left in the summer.
Yeah, they could have cashed in for
him. And Mainu is not a DM.
He's not a DM.
But he's
like the controllerish kind of.
But they need a DM. Scott McTominay all of a sudden is not now a DM.
he ain't no DM.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like now they don't have a DM. Who's their DM? Amrabat's gone. They don't have a DM.
Yeah, Casemiro.
It's like there you go. So all United fans wanted him gone in the summer.
Yeah.
You couldn't get him off your wage.
But they needed to get someone first, didn't it? Like, so that's why they were trying like Ugarte and all of that. But that didn't go through. And then So they've been trying. I think they might.
You think they'll sign someone before the window shuts? Because about what, a week left, maybe? Just under.
With United, you can never say never.
But someone that's gonna come in and start.
That's it.
Because at this point, seasons have started everywhere, really. So, what? Let's say top player, because they don't need to find like a name brand player, but a good player now.
They could, but they could loan someone as well. That's
me. I'll get someone on loan.
So I don't know. They could. If I had to put money on it, I wouldn't. I would say probably not. But I feel unless. Something happens, maybe.
Yeah, they get like an injury to someone.
Yeah,
they
have unless to something buy. Happens or something in the market happens that maybe someone buys McTominay or I don't know, and then that gives them money to go and get someone. I don't know.
If they let McTominay go, that'll be a big mistake.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
Why?
He's an honest player, fam. That's one.
And the rest of them are liars.
They are, man. Casemiro's a fraud. Mount's a fraud. McTominay, you know what you're going to get with McTominay.
Do you?
Yeah, man, 100%.
Nah, I don't know.
I'll go here and there.
I really don't know. I used to think so, but I really don't know with McTominay. I don't know what you're getting with McTominay. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're not getting with Casemiro.
Depends on the game.
You're not going to get a good 90 minutes with Casemiro, man.
Not 90, but like 60.
60? You're allowing
65
him.
Minutes.
He'll give you a good 30. Like a very good 30. And then like a steady like 45. And then the rest is just, he's terrible. It's like you're with 10 men. When it comes to defending, like if you're playing a team, like if you're playing like a City, a Liverpool, a Villa, anyone in the top four, essentially, if you're playing any one of them and you're playing against United, Casemiro can't be in the team.
He has to be in the team.
Can't be. If you're at home, maybe.
I think a solid 60 minutes and then
that's get a sub. Solid 60. You're allowing him, bruv.
Yeah, 60 minutes and then get
he's
a sub.
He's terrible, bro. he's shocking. He's so shocking. But again, that's not my player. I don't give a damn. He's not my player, so I don't care. But he's shocking. He's terrible.
But yeah, so... Who scored? Robert, yeah. Well, obviously, Robert scored. But that one, yeah, see the goal? They're better trying to blame Maguire, yeah. And Maguire could do better, I think, on the goal.
Oh, when it goes across him? Maguire needs to deal with that.
No, Maguire can do better. But what's Martinez?
No, he needs to deal with that.
What's Martinez?
We'll get there. But what's Martinez? We'll get there.
I think the...
When the cross comes, Maguire needs to deal with it.
I need to watch it again.
Watch it again, yeah. But when Maguire...
But it goes past his leg, like...
He's let it come across. It's not like... He's standing facing that direction. He's running back towards goal.
Yeah.
And the ball's coming. You can see the ball coming along the whole way. And
yeah, but if he gets like, a touch, like, because he's probably thinking, if I get a touch, it could be an own goal.
Bro, you need to deal with it, man.
It could be an own goal. Because he might not be setting
the
position.
He didn't deal with it and they concede.
Yeah, but he...
That's what the problem is,
though. He could try and deal with it and still concede.
Then you're just unlucky. If it comes... No, it's not unlucky. If it comes off your knee or comes off your shin or whatever, because you're trying to deal with that cross, any centre-back, don't let that ball go across him.
I fair need to watch it again.
Brother, watch it again, fam. I'm telling you, yeah.
Because I personally believe, yeah, that...
That passage of play, Even once the ball goes past him and the ball comes back into play, Maguire's positioning is poor. It's like, it's terrible. He tries to read the pass when it comes back inside. Oh,
okay. So the first one, yes.
He's letting the ball go.
Okay. Sorry. So the first one, I agree with it.
Yeah. You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
It don't matter how. Just get the ball out. Get contact on the ball.
Got you.
Terrible.
I was talking about the second bit, when now it goes past his leg.
The second phase.
That's why I was like, he may be...
That he's tried to be too clever. He's tried to like intercept the ball. But I was like, if you stay in your position, the ball goes straight to you.
Yeah, but then the guy doesn't play the pass because the lane isn't open to pass.
I know, but that's the risk you take, because now you try to be too clever and intercept the ball rather than if you... Because you can't do the man marking there. That's what he's tried to do.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a man in front of me and the guy's there and I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try read the pass and go for it. But he's giving you eyes and the ball's literally come straight into the 6-yard box and it's there for a tapping. But if you stay right there...
his partner should be there.
Now we're going to get into Martinez.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where your other centre-half should be in front of the other person, because everyone is going across.
Mm-hmm.
So
Martinez,
that's why...
I don't know why he's marking the guy.
So I don't know why Martinez then just decides to leave the guy.
God knows.
And goes to...
Yeah. They're both terrible.
And that guy, and listen, that guy gets away with... He gets away with murder, I can't lie, because Martinez... He ain't been it, bro.
Nah.
He ain't been it, fam.
He's not.
And I'm not trying... But these are the kind of the things I've seen, even when he was in his prime, anyway.
Yeah, they didn't speak about it, innit? They're quiet,
like,
United
the bad stuff, but it's like... I thought you can't get away with a 5'7" centre back, fam. It just doesn't happen, bro. It don't happen, fam.
Not in the Prem.
I said not in the Premier League, fam. Nah, it just doesn't happen. I'm so sorry, fam. It's not even like height.
You saw what Welbeck did to him in his debut.
Yeah, but it's not even like just the height issue. It's just even his own game. If his game year was like so refined that cool, the height issue is just the height issue.
Mm.
But there's other, like, he's just over physical, but he's not quick. You get him one-on-one, isolate him, you can go past him. So like, listen, the other aspects of his game, like, if he was quick, or whatever, then cool. But
yeah, he can get away with it.
He's not that, like.
He's not quick.
He's just composed
on the
ball.
Yeah, he's just decent on the ball. He's good on the ball.
He's composed on the ball. That's it.
It's not enough.
Nah, Ten Hag really went for the wrong Ajax players, boy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. How many has he signed now? He's about five, six players now? So you've got Onana, you got Martinez, De Ligt. You've got Anthony. Mm-hmm. Who else? There's one more player.
No, he didn't.
What's the right back they got now?
Mazraoui.
Didn't he play for Ajax at one point? I'm sure he did.
I don't think so.
Bro, there's five Ajax players. I know there's five. I can't think of the next one.
I'm not sure.
But he signed about five, bro.
Okay. He went for the wrong ones, it seems.
How you left Kudos on the table is insane.
But,
and you got Anthony.
Listen, Rashford as well.
Oh my God.
I don't know who's worse right now, Martinelli or Rashford.
Nah, Martinelli. Because Rashford still gets chances.
What chances?
He had chances.
What chances?
Yesterday.
What
chances? I watched Match of the Day. He had chances. Chance? And do you know what it is, yeah? Let me explain.
But can you just ask my question first?
What chances?
What chances?
I can't remember.
What, the offside goal?
Yeah, that's one.
That's offside.
That's a chance.
It's offside. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's
not a chance.
No, it's a chance that was offside.
No, it's offside, so it's not a chance. How can it be a chance if it's offside?
Because it was called offside.
So any offside
is... I'm not fighting this loser battle. I'm not riding for Rashford like this. Pause. This is mad. But I've said it on Match of the Day. Like, he makes runs. No. Wait. Listen. Let me just land. He does make runs. He actually makes good runs in it. But people just don't find him. Whether that's... I don't know, bro. I don't know.
He made one or two.
He made a few. Yeah. Yesterday's game in particular. He made a few. Like, at least about four or five good runs where the ball should have been played over the top or around the corner. Mm. And he would have been through on goal. Whether he finishes or not, that's a different conversation. But he does make those runs in it.
Okay, so just the runs.
Yeah.
But Martinelli makes runs though as well.
No, he doesn't. He actually doesn't. No, he wants the ball to feet just to run down the line to pass it back. That's his game. He doesn't run in behind. But in all fairness, though, Brighton were playing a high line. So Marcus Rashford can make those type of runs. But whether people find him or not, I think that's more of a problem with the players more than Rashford. If he's making the runs and you're not finding him.
No, but what does he do when he gets the ball?
No, but then again, that's a different conversation.
Hey, no, no, it's all a part of Rashford.
He's terrible. But they're both dead. So Martinelli's crap right now. He's crap right now. Rashford's been crap for like a couple of years now.
Yeah,
so.
But yeah,
but I'm saying Martinelli's worse.
Worse than Rashford.
Yeah, right now. The form right now is just ridiculous, but yeah.
I don't know. Because what's Rashford? Rashford ain't doing nothing.
Neither's Martinelli, bro. Like I'm saying, it's very close.
Yeah, it's close.
It's very close.
I don't disagree at all.
But no, Rashford was bad. Bruno was okay, I guess, for periods of the game. I just don't get their setup, man. I just don't understand it. I don't know why you started Rashford up top as a false nine, mounting behind, and then you signed Xerxy. He was your marquee signing, essentially.
Mm.
No, would you say, yeah, Xerxy or De Ligt, probably a marquee signing for them?
Yeah.
Xerxy does that Bruno role. So I just don't understand maybe why they don't start Xerxy anyway.
Mm.
And then let
maybe
just
Bruno fitness play. I don't know, man. Trying to get integrated in the team or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know, man. Because Højlund, when he gets back fit, does he play?
I think he'll play.
Ahead of you? Ahead of Xerxy, you're saying?
It depends. Depends on the form when Xerxy... When Højlund comes back, Xerxy could be in the team and playing well. Then he has to hold bench.
Oh no, man! Oh, no, I really don't get what they're trying to do. I think the only signing that they've made that I like is their right back,
Mazraoui.
Yeah, I think he's good. I think he played for Ajax. You know, I think he must have played for Ajax.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I think he's decent. I think he's good.
I think United, this season, they look more organised. I'll say that.
Do you think?
The chances, yeah. The chances ain't as bad as last season. Last season was probably, like, they were open. Like, you could still have chances. You still get them against them, but it's not as much now.
So it's bad, just not as bad.
Yeah, so they got better. Yeah, they got better to limit
down. I don't know. I'm not going to say that just yet.
Chances. I think there's more structure and more thing, but they played well. That's the thing. They played well till Brighton scored. Then they got the equalizer, Diallo.
He played well.
He was meaty the first half. Second half he turned up, but the first half he was meaty. He was bad still. He wasn't doing anything. But yeah, he got the equalizer. They were working it well. He got his goal chopped inside and thing got lucky with the finish, but
yeah.
You make your own luck when you're shooting like that anyway. If they didn't block it, it's going in the far corner. So
And then
they were on top, and then it was like, yeah, Brighton scored against really the run of play, but they I don't know, but Brighton did have chances because they had the one that got cleared off the line and they had the crossbar that Welbeck
twice.
As well.
They hit the crossbar twice, Brighton, no? I think they did.
I'm not sure, but I know when it was the second half, Welbeck's one had the thing, and then they had the one that I think Dalot cleared off the line.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not the United, and
but the goal like the 95th minute,
they can see that one. Everyone is just chilling at the back post, fam.
Yeah, but the corner came from that direction. So how would you go from? Because the corner came from the right side. It's come in, it's whatever, run a play, and then it's come back in, and then there's no one. There's three Brighton players on the back post that no one's picked up.
But that sub, bringing on De Ligt, I was saying it before. I don't get it.
That's why he's done that now.
But why do you bring on a centre half? Like, if it's not an injury, like, what is he going to do?
Especially if it's 1-1.
Maybe
just wanted to get a point.
It makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Maybe just wanted to get a point. Because Brighton were.
Nah. Because he was doing the centre-half for centre-half.
Who came off?
I think it was Maguire, I think. No.
It must have been.
I think it was, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I think it might have been Maguire. I'm not sure, but...
Centre-half for centre-half, that late, unless it's an injury, doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. It's like 13 minutes ago, they took off Bruno as well. yeah, it's just weird. Just very weird. I mean, Xerxes was unlucky with his goal. That he was, I think, the one that got disallowed.
Oh, Garnacho's offside goal. Yeah, it's unlucky.
It's unlucky.
I watched it back still.
But yeah, unlucky. Yeah, United, man. I'm a buy, and obviously we got United next week as well. So
I can't wait.
I'm just hoping for a good game today. Build the confidence going into that game. We're playing at 4:30.
Is that home or away? The next week's game, Liverpool United.
Where away?
You're away. Old Trafford.
Yeah,
I see a draw. You know.
Yeah, I take a draw. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, man.
I take a draw.
Can't get no draw against United.
I take a draw away. This is early slot time, man.
No.
Oh, so he got a hat trick. See, I wasn't even lying. He did get a hat trick.
Five shots on target, 3 goals.
Yeah, fam. 6 shots, 5 on target, 3 goals. Man. Yeah, I wasn't even lying, people. The hat trick.
Yeah, I mean, nah, man.
I'll take a draw. I'm not going to lie. It's early.
Get them 3 points.
No, man. Obviously, ideally, I want 3 points, but it's early. We're going to be away. Their crowd is going to be up for it. It's going to be, I just know I've seen this kind of game before. But the thing is, the one thing I will say, when we played them in pre-season, like, they could have scored a bit more goals, but we was bopping them off the pitch at times as well. So, I think stylistically, it's going to be a better matchup for us.
Yeah.
It's going to be better in terms for us, in terms of how we play, to try and break them down. But we'll see. I don't want to start talking crazy and then we end up losing today and getting into that game. And then, you know what I'm saying?
That'll be a better thing. If you lose today, there's no way you're losing against United.
Nah, man, I ain't trying to lose, fam.
No, of course.
Today needs to be a win.
You're at home to Brentford, isn't it?
At home to Brentford. So we should be winning.
I'm saying 3-0. I'm saying 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah. 3-0 Liverpool.
Oh, no.
I'm saying 3-0 Liverpool. You lot still create chances.
Yeah. We're creating.
You don't have no problem scoring still, even after Klopp.
Yeah, but
you still create the chances.
Yeah.
It's just defensively. You just got to... It's just... No, do you know what it is? It's not even defensively. It's just having control of the game. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But Brentford, I think, physical team.
So but I think it's about us settling.
Mm.
Like... Yeah, it's just, yeah. What you're saying is true. But yeah, it's having more control.
Yeah.
And just like us being more aware of like certain patterns and rotation and that fluidity. That's what is going to take the time to think. But yeah, today, I'm expecting a win. Today, anything other than a win is a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care. I don't even care what the scoreline is. It could be 2-1 for all I care. As long as
you just want 3 points.
Get the 3 points.
And performance. What matters? Three points or performance for this game today?
Today, 3 points. But I expect, because the way we play, it will be the performance
will get you the 3 points.
It's a given. Like, we don't play without there being a good performance. So we can't win without being a good performance in terms of what the manager wants.
Yeah.
So unless we scrape it, which then, like, we play bad or whatever, I'll be like, cool, I still want the 3 points, obviously, over the performance, but I'll be concerned because you're not that manager.
Yeah.
Like Arteta can mix it up.
Mm.
Like, but for me, your thing is to be more pragmatic in terms of when we're on the ball. So we should have more control over games. Mm-hmm. There's going to be certain games where, yes, we're going to have to kind of maybe concede possession if we go away to City, away to Arsenal, even like Villa at times if we're trying to bait a press.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But today at Brentford, at home, it shouldn't be about...
No.
Do you get what I'm saying? No. So if today, if we're winning, it's there should be a good like performance that goes with it.
So. I believe so. I'm saying 3-0.
I hope so.
I say you get a goal early.
Man, I had to find a new fantasy football in it. So I've done the Telegraph one now, yeah. And man, I've got Jota, so I didn't get Salah because of Haaland. Because of Haaland, yes, because I got by Haaland. But
looking back.
Yeah. I had to, bro. Listen, the people in my league that were trying to be bare hipsterish and,
you know what? You got to have Haaland, man.
Haaland is just, if he's there, he plays,
he starts,
bro.
Man, he has to.
As long as, unless he's injured.
Against for Ipswich as well. Come on, man. That was goals galore, bro.
Listen, I was like, more. All right, Salah, I'm so sorry about your golden boots, but you don't win them anymore around here. When Haaland, he might be one, I think probably one of the best finishers that I think I've seen.
Just in the league or in general?
Just in general, just finishing. Like, he finishes so consistently.
Bro, and he played I don't know where it is now. I remember seeing this a couple of weeks ago. He's played like 103 games.
Yeah.
And he's got 100 goals.
Something like that.
Bruh. It might even be more now. It might be 103 to 103 because he got a hat trick.
I think it was like, was it in the league? It's like something like 97 games, 90 goals or something. I saw something.
Bro,
like.
it's mental, bro. He's a machine, fam. And the thing is, like, he does get chances where he just completely scuffs it. Or like, everyone stinkers, does. But it's like, it don't even matter. You know he's going to get another chance. He's scoring. Like, oh, he'll get games where he'll have like two touches in a game and won't score. I was like, cool. Yeah. Next week, he's bagging three.
I think the thing that people criticize him, which I think is fair, is that it's the big games and like quarterfinals, semifinals, Champions Leagues, the top four games. That's where he's not done enough in those games. Because if he's banging in those games in the season, then you can kind of say, okay, cool. He can get away with a bad game here against him. But otherwise, you start to look like a flat track bully, basically. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear it.
That's the only thing where I'll say...
I hear it.
That's the where I hear the actual...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, the guy is a machine, bruv. I think in terms of finishing, because it's like left foot, right foot, headers, penalties, he's acrobatic... Yeah. He just finished like, and especially when he's on it, that's the thing. It's like when he's on it, it don't even really matter what your defender feels like. It doesn't really matter, bro, because he can just
so with it
powerhouse.
Bro. So would you take Haaland now or Prime Aguero?
I'll take Aguero, but it's like it's unfair because you see Haaland. But and this is what I was saying. It's like with Haaland, the way he's playing or the way he's being asked to play. It's like it's he just does minimal on the ball. He does obviously like join in here and there, but Aguero done more on the ball. But I feel like that's what City are telling him to do.
Yeah.
But then I feel like that's what's helping him preserve himself. So like now the injuries where normally that's why I used to bank on he's gonna get injured because
I know.
You know what I'm saying. But the amount of injuries he's getting has gone down considerably. Because he's doing less running, less intensity. He just saving himself for the final actions. Mm-hmm. Whereas we were saying that, like, I was saying with Bellingham, if you look at Bellingham on the other hand, Bellingham now injured, like he's always in, like he's picking up all these little injuries over and over. The amount of strapping he plays with, and he's only what, 21,
he's
22.
He's going to burn out.
So it's like,
he's going to burn out.
Soon, so I feel like the way Haaland has done it now, it's like it's preserved himself. Then he gets more chances.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can make chances just off the strength of him.
Yeah.
Like the Chelsea goal he scores, literally, because he's so strong, Cucurella, what can he do, fam? Do you know what I'm saying? Man just got ragdolled, fam. He's looking the opposite direction, fam. Cucurella's looking here and Haaland is going there, fam. Just off the strength of Haaland, fam.
I'm so glad he did that because Cucurella was talking nonsense, fam.
Yeah, but he won the Euros, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm saying. No one's going to try and convince me.
But he won the Euros and he played well. He played well in the Euros.
He did. He won a tournament. I hear it. And he was probably the best left back, if not the best left back in the Euros. I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still meaty. I don't care about the tournament. I think he's meaty. I don't care he won a Euros. I do not care, bro.
That's a true Arsenal fan.
I don't care, fam. I don't care he won a Euros. It doesn't blindside me. I've seen you play for a whole season.
But then maybe...
That means more to me than you playing for Spain. I'm sorry. You play what, 5, 6, 7 games for Spain or whatever, however long the tournament is? I'm not too sure, whatever, innit? I'll judge you on a season. Not what you did for your country.
Really?
Because look, that's why, bro, it happens all the time, whether it's a Euros or whether it's a World Cup or whatever, someone could have a good tournament and they get a big move and they do nothing. Not anyone, but you can have a good tournament, bro.
But this goes back into the setup at Chelsea. And how bad it is. So maybe that could be a reasoning as to why he's not doing so well. But once he's around.
No, it is. It is solely because of Chelsea. Because at Brighton, he was good. But at Chelsea, meaty. It's only because Chilwell was injury prone. If Chilwell was fit, Cucurella don't play above Chilwell.
Chilwell was whack.
And now he is. I'm talking a fit Chilwell was good. A fit Chilwell was actually very good.
He's whack. He's been whack since 2021, bro. Chilwell is garbage, bro.
Yeah, now
and ask Chelsea fans, they'll tell you he's like they've been one Chilwell, so
is it?
Yeah. Chilwell ain't it. Chilwell is not it.
I mean, when he first went to Chelsea, he was good, but
yeah, it's like once him and it's when him and Reece James had them injuries against Juventus.
Yeah, they're finished. They were finished.
That
they
was it.
Finished.
That was the one right there.
Yeah, that was it.
Call it divine intervention, fam. It was needed because these guys were scoring like crazy. They were moving mad. They were moving like the best wing backs,
yeah,
definitely. In,
yeah, 100%
in Europe,
100%.
Like.
But I mean, they're not really missing Reece James. I know Reece James when he's fit.
I've been told niggas he's whack though. Like, have I not said this for like how many years? But he's whack.
You
bro.
Have. You
but
have.
I'm not trying to hear it's the injuries or whatever.
It is injuries though.
The nigga is whack.
Nah, he's not whack. Whack. I see. You're
he's
doing too
whack.
Much. You're doing
he's
too much.
Whack.
You're doing too much.
Bro, he's whack, bro.
You're doing too much. Whack. If you don't know CJ, yeah, I'll tell you why CJ's saying this. Anyone that's compared to any Liverpool player, oh my days.
Nah, Reece James
is
gas.
It is.
No, Reece James is gas.
No, Reece James, when he's fit, like, I'm talking when he's at 100%
fit. 2021, like, that was lost. Good.
Like, yeah, when he was fit. He was good.
No, but when he was fit, what?
Yeah,
3 years ago, bro. What kind of?
Yeah, no, he's injury prone.
Yeah,
he's
but
very,
what,
very
what,
much
3 years,
prone.
Bro. Look,
I'm
how,
not rating him now.
No, but yo, look how much grace you're giving him. Oh, when he's fit.
Yeah, I'm talking
3 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, how can you give him so much grace? 3 years. That guy's dead and gone, bro.
Nah,
what are you talking
finished.
About? Bro?
He's finished. He's finished. He has.
Man, trying to give him 3 years worth of grace.
No, I'm talking about that 3 years ago.
Yeah, Reece James.
I'm not saying he's still good today. No, he's finished. He's actually.
Yeah, that's
finished.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
I'm saying he's whack. Like, but I've been saying he's
no,
fugazi.
But whack and finish is too different.
Though. Okay, he's been fugazi though. Like for time, for time.
It's just another word for whack.
No, fugazi. Like the way people rate him is he's nowhere near.
No one rates him now like that though.
Not now, but what I'm saying is over the years that like, people are giving him the grace. Like, oh, when you know. Reece James, whatever.
Yeah.
When he comes back, like he's gonna be cold because Reece James one of the best right backs in the world. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah. I don't get it, bro. Like I ain't seen it since 2021 yeah. when he got injured.
Nah.
Like
I hear
since
it.
Then, he's been whack. And I've watched this guy's game. He's just like Kyle Walker, fam. Like they're just very similar.
He's more techie than Walker.
No. He's techier than Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying that in the defensive side of his game.
Oh, yeah.
Like defensively, how they defend is very similar. So
yeah,
it's thing. But it's like because he's techie, he gets that grace.
I hear it.
But
he's finished, man. He's finished. When he playing like centre mid in like preseason,
was he? Apparently.
Yeah, but Gusto's good anyway. I rate Gusto, so they're not missing Reece James. Gusto's good.
Gusto's
he's consistent.
I've been saying, I remember, sure, I had a tweet like a couple years ago. I said Gusto's better than him already, fam. I think like after like 6 months of watching Gusto, I was like, Gusto's better than him anyway.
Yeah, I hear it. But Liverpool, yeah, just a sum of Liverpool, yeah, 3-0, man.
3-0, you're saying?
3-0, Liverpool.
I'm going to say.
It could even be more.
Nah.
It could even be more. I'm
you think we're going to spank
yes.
them like that?
Yes.
Pause.
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
3-0. 3-0. If not 2-0. But I see 3 goals.
But I think we can score 3 goals.
It'll be a comfortable game. It'll be a controlled
game. Hopefully. So. I hope you're correct. I think 2-0. I think 2-0 or 2-1. 2-0 or 2-1. Yeah, because...
Unless Mbeumo is playing.
Mbeumo's,
I don't know, man.
Let's check the lineups.
Let's see the lineup. If Mbeumo's not starting, then it's 3-0.
If Mbeumo's not starting, I'm pissed because I got Mbeumo in my fantasy team. I got him in my fantasy team.
I think it'll be 3-0, man. I can't lie.
Yeah, and Brems is starting. So they got Flecken in goal.
Yeah.
Roslerev, the right back, Collins, Pinnock, Ayo, Norgaard, Yano, Jensen, and then Vissar, Potter, and then Bremo. Jota starting. Okay, nice. Yes. Basically,
yeah,
the same.
What's the Liverpool lineup?
And Liverpool, yeah, Alisson, Trent, Konate, Van Dijk, Robertson. Gavin Birch, McAllister, Salah, Szoboszlai, Diaz.
3-0, man. 3-0.
I'm going with a 2-0. I think a 2-0.
All right, cool.
I think a 2-0. I think a 2-0, but I wouldn't be surprised at 2-1. I just think a defensive lapse, but...
As long as Robertson gets protection on that side with Mbeumo, then Liverpool will be absolutely fine.
But they're a physical team, so we'll see. We'll see how we handle it. Because I think, Konate starting was... I think he had to because of the... physicality.
Yeah, Quanta had to.
yeah, Quansa, just, you gotta understand, you know, his way.
That's fine. He's young, man.
He's young, yeah, But he, obviously, he was a starting centre back, so obviously, yeah. I can understand why you'd be pissed, but
yeah, of course,
his way it is. And then obviously, we got Diaz. We have to see what mood Diaz is in today.
So is it, oh, Jota up top?
Yeah, Jota.
And then Diaz and Salah. Mm. Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, Jota.
Diaz is back in today. Watch.
I hope Jota does, because I got Jota in my fantasy. I got Jota. He's the cheap alternative to Salah, you get it? And as long as he's fit, you might as well, fam. That's the thing with Jota. Have you ever used Jota in fantasy? Yeah,
yeah,
you
just Jota's scoring. He's scoring today.
I need Jota to score.
Yeah, he's scoring.
Today. Diaz, score, man.
I will say,
listen, man. I'll be ecstatic if Diaz scores.
Maybe, man. Maybe. If you don't, maybe. You'll set up one.
Assist. Like, he's either scoring or he ain't. Like, that's it. That's the only he's got. That's the only thing he's doing. He's either, that's literally him, to be fair. All he does is either score or it's nothing.
He needs to just wear the Colombia shirt. I just brother, underneath.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Just something, bro. Put a Colombia sweatband or something on. I don't know, bro.
A bit,
big bad thing, like, it's crazy. Oh, but yeah,
dude. Yeah, we'll see, man. But yeah. All you Unai Emery supporters.
Oh my God.
What are you lot saying? Because I know if Unai got 3 points, not Villa.
It would have been picked.
If Unai, oh my God.
Oh, it would have been. Agendas would have gone wild.
It would. Twitter would have gone into meltdown. Carnival wear. Do you not see what Unai did? Brother, crickets today. Nothing but crickets. I don't want to hear nothing. But credit to Villa though. It was a tough game.
I think the
scoreline don't show how that game actually went.
Yeah. You know, we're just clinical. You took your chances. I think the confidence from them, once they missed those chances,
yeah,
it was just like,
it was, yeah.
Because I think it was a game of whoever could score first, mm-hmm. especially at
we'll the, take control
yeah,
of the game.
It's probably going to, yeah, go on to win the game. Yeah. So...
And now Watkins.
Watkins, boy, that guy had a stinker or stink from hell. Stink. I remember I checked SofaScore. He was on like 4.9 or 5.9. Like, it's a red. Like, he had a stink. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was bad.
The chances missed. The thing was, overall, he wasn't super, super bad. But,
you scored those.
But 9 times out of 10.
There's like any other day.
He's scoring minimum 2 goals.
Once he missed that. And then when we scored, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, once you scored, that's it. You just felt, you know, like, you just felt the stadium just changed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking hell, bro. But even I was chatting, I was playing Call of Duty yesterday, one of my brethren, Sports Villa.
Mm.
And he was like, fucking Watkins cost us the game. he said it so calm because he was like, did you guys watch the football today? He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy result because we're in the same fantasy league.
Yeah.
So yeah, so obviously we're just talking about the fantasy and then he goes, yeah, did anyone have did anyone have Watkins in their team? I was like, no, I couldn't even afford him. He's like, fucking Watkins, man. just cost us the game.
Cause when you said it in our group chat, you was like, Watkins, all my days. I thought he scored a screamer.
Nah,
cause I was still at work.
Yeah.
As I quickly checked on the app and I was like, still 0-0. I was like, oh, he must have missed a sitter.
Bruh.
It's only when I watched it again, I was like, wow.
Bruh.
Off target, you know, not even.
It's one of them ones that hit his heel. Like, he sold the keeper, but he sold himself. He didn't.
It's like he didn't get his feet right. Like, he tripped a little bit before the ball got to him.
No, but I think I know what he was doing. He's selling Raya that he's going to go thing because obviously the way Morgan's has passed it on to him, he then hit that far corner. So what he's done is gone to sell the keeper, but he's dragged it. He's got his angles wrong because he's looking down instead of actually looking, obviously taking a look before at the goal. Yeah. So because he's done that, it's like, I know it's like when you're playing football, it's like you're just using the memory of what you just seen in it. Mm-hmm. But he's contacted it wrong that it's like come like off his heel. And then as he dragged it too much. Yeah. So it's just like, and once he's done that, it was like, bruh. Because it's like that time Arsenal were on top, but it's like that's what Villa were playing for. They were waiting for that break to then go, okay, cool, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when he missed that one, you see even Emery on the side, he jumped on his
Because of all people, you want that chance.
That's who you wanted to fall to.
It's Watkins, bro. But yeah, that's...
And then the second one, when deflected off the crossbar.
Oh, the header.
The header. Oh, I was like, okay, cool. Because I was like, oh shit, that's going in. Boom. Boom off the crossbar. Then as I got into Watkins, I'm like, okay, cool. Just going to slot that. Mm-hmm. Made it like just put in and just it's like he was just trying to get the ball on target.
Yeah, just hit on target. That's what he's trying to do. Yeah.
So what the fuck, man? You know,
great save though. No, I don't think Raya gets enough credit.
Nah, because he shouldn't be saving it.
Great reaction. I
would expect Premier League keepers. That's what they practice. No, but
Raya was quick though.
But that's what Premier League keepers practice.
They do, but I don't think every
he wasn't put because no, I think so because I think he's not putting it corners. It's not like he reached from the corners. Yeah. It's just like he got boom, went down, got back up quickly, and got and literally just went like boom.
I'm more speaking of his reactions rather than actual save. I think any keeper that's like say on their toes at least will make that save. But I don't think every keeper
is getting back up from the thing. But I think they are
as quick as that. I think Raya was super quick.
I think they are because. As a keeper, because it's a looping shot off the crossbar, you're kind of watching it onto the crossbar. Do you get what I'm saying? It's
but
not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but when, like, Raya was in the goal as the ball comes off the crossbar.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's not like, how can I say? If someone takes like a mad shot and it rockets off the crossbar, and then the reaction is then he jumps to thing, because it's unexpected, that's like thing. But because the ball has looped onto the crossbar, he's essentially watched it. Onto the like he knows that the trajectory of the ball, so he knows as soon as I go down, I gotta get back up. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a shot like that's just like a strong shot that hits the crossbar, and then he has to turn and then get back into thing, then that's what I'm saying. That's the difference because he's watched it. He knows he's getting straight back up, and that's what I'm saying. That's what the keepers train. So that's what I would expect him to think. But it wasn't like corners where he then had to make an amazing save to think. I still it's a good save. Like it's a good a good save. Like done, but
it's a save he should make. You're saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's what they practice. Like I'll be disappointed if like he went down because he's watching it onto the crossbar, essentially. So that's why I'm like, if you're watching it onto the crossbar, you know, like, it's going to thing. And because of the power of the shot, you know it's going in this, going to be in a box. So I need to get back up as soon as possible. He done well, yes, to do that. But
it's a great save, a strong hand.
I think that one is just, it's inexplicable that my man isn't scoring.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that save got him man of the match.
Big man save, because that save, that was the one right there.
Yeah.
That was the one right there.
But Rodgers, oh my days. Rodgers was moving crazy. Yeah,
he was going mad.
Rodgers was moving mental, bro.
He was going mad.
But
he was like just driving through the heart of the midfield. It's like whether it was Partey, whether it was Rice, he like it didn't matter.
Yeah. He was just moving crazy.
And he was like with footwork as well. It wasn't even just like just strong aggression. Yeah.
He's good, man. He's good. He's a very good player.
That's what I'm saying. That's the quality of player. And then you look at United, they got Mason Mount, fam. That's why I'm like, I'm out missing something. I just ain't gonna get over it. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna be saying this all season. Maybe I'm missing something.
I might have to just give you that £20 by December, fam. But I have to give you that bit early, fam. You get that £20 before May.
But yeah, no, we'll see. But I don't get it. But yeah, no, he played well. It's like Ramsey came on as well. But I think Arsenal, I feel, even though Partey was getting ripped a bit, I think that he was probably on the ball. He was the one that was helping to calm down the game.
He was.
Yeah, so I feel like he was doing well in that regard.
I think Emery, he set it up. Defensively, he set up well. Because I feel like we couldn't break the lines.
Yeah.
We couldn't find it. We tried to bring our...
Timber, and it weren't even. Nah,
it was not happening.
It wasn't happening. Because I think the first year, like that first 20, 30, you lot were.
Yeah.
You were there, but it was just that final ball, that final. And then the problem was is that when you could get isolation with Martinelli, he's not doing anything. So the whole thing that you're working on the premise, because if it's like Saka, but then they were marshalling Saka tough to make sure that the ball ain't going into Saka. Yeah, yeah. It's got to go to Martinelli's side and you don't work from that side. Mm-hmm. And then Martinelli, he ain't really doing enough because it's like, as soon as Trossard came on, it was like the game that right back had, cause I don't even know who that right back is. Because he came on for Cash in that got injured. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had a comfortable game against Martinelli. As soon as Trossard came on, you just started seeing different problems just popping up.
Oh, Martinelli's finished, bro. Martinelli's finished, bro.
Oh, man.
He's done. Trossard with his first touch scores. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, bro.
It's over, man.
Trossard has to play next week.
Yeah, yes.
We got next week? I can't remember who we have next week. But Trossard's starting, bro.
Even the celebration.
We might have Tottenham.
Trossard even just looked like...
You're taking a piss.
It's like, bro, I'm on a bench. Even when he's on the bench, you can see on his face, like, bro, like, I'm actually not playing.
As I'm watching Martinelli, I don't think him and Martinelli are friends, you know.
They can't be, though.
Nah, I don't think they are
still. Yeah, I don't think so.
That's one friendship I cannot see. I don't think they sit next to each other at lunch and that, fam. I don't see that happening, bro. But, yeah, Martinelli, it's over for you, pal. Just sit down, man. Cup games, maybe, innit? You get your confidence back in a cup game.
Yeah.
But Trossard, I'm sorry, he has to play. But the main thing for us was to get the 3 points against Unai Emery. Not against Villa, against Unai Emery, fam. Yeah. That was it. Because, like I said, if we would have lost that game...
Yeah, it would have been peak.
It would have been peak. I would have had to delete Twitter.
It would have been peak.
Kids, it would have been mad. But again,
because the agendas would have just gone crazy.
Yeah, it would have just been mad. See, we told you. Of course,
the thing is, it's like, it was an even game. The thing is that it's an even game anyway.
It was a good game.
It was a tough game. And the thing is, when they go to the Emirates, it's not like, it's not like you're not going to pack them up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. It's like, but it's
still going to be a tough game.
I think it's just that the relief of like, yo, we had to.
100%. It was relief, bro. Because that bloody interview that AFTV done could have come out worse time. It's like, bro, we ain't even played them yet. Why? What are we doing
smoky,
here?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, oh.
Talking hella smoky, fam.
Yeah, but Robbie, fam, you put us under pressure. Like.
Robbie knows his TV, man. Yeah.
He had us under pressure, man. But so, I'm glad we won, man. It was a
tough game. Like any other day, it could have gone a different way. Yeah, you know
literally. Watkins scores that first chance is a different game.
It's a completely different game. Mm. So you never know, but
yeah.
It's what it is. You got the 3 points.
3 points.
It's
what
it is. Liverpool on now. Wait, listen, these banks of fours and fives look crazy from Brentford, fam. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing some nice football. Yeah, but we're gonna watch this one.
Yeah, man, we'll watch the game and then. But yeah, I think that's it. City won, well done.
Haaland.
Haaland going crazy again.
We already said, you know.
Tottenham won.
Yeah, shout out Tottenham, man.
I like
packing up Everton. Packing up Everton. 4-0.
You see Pickford mistake?
Yes, sir. That's what I like.
Pickford is wild. Listen,
Pickford, man. You're my dog, fam.
Pickford is wild.
Listen, I hate you at the same time for injuring Van Dijk. But listen, if you could contribute like that to the downfall of Everton,
man. That touch was...
Do you know what it is, yeah? Do you know what killed me? Is that he didn't even make no attempt after, yeah? Like, to try it.
He knew, man. What, he's like, catch
No. But like, try and grab them or something. Like, he was just like, I messed up. And it's just there.
It's like, my bad. That's my bad.
Yeah, and because he thinks he's such a senior player.
You're just allowing
him. You're just allowing. Like, what can you say in it? It's Jordan. He's going to save us. It's Jordan. You know Jordan's going to save us the rest of the season anyway. Shout out Tottenham, man. That win was sensational, fam.
Yeah, 4-0. Well done,
innit? I don't sound too happy.
Well done, innit? But yeah, anyways, people, man, thank you for tuning. Thank you for listening. On form, I don't know where he's at. I think we might have to come up with another name for him. You can't be on form.
Yeah, it's just, might be a Stern talking to you.
Yeah, man. Seriously, fam.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, fam.
This is terrible, fam. Man moving like Rashford for real. I'm going to start calling him Rashford on form. Can't be on form.
Damn.
Rashford.
Maybe.
Rashford, man.
Is he Jamaican, Rashford?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think he's playing. Oh, we're not going to mention his name.
Yeah.
He's playing for Jamaica now.
Yeah. That's low, man. Then, man, if they...
But he was never going to play for England again.
Yeah.
But again? Did he have a cap for England? I don't think he did he?
Well, a cap? I'm sure he must have played for England.
He must have. Yeah, I think he did, actually. Yeah.
That's why they messaged him to change the...
Yeah, they have to change it, innit? But
we'll see,
I don't know, man. He's going to get one nasty slide tackle in training.
I don't even think they're going to even try and do dirty like that. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, people,
thank you for tuning in, man. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, man, enjoy carnival.
Be safe out there if you're going tomorrow or wherever. But yeah, man, be safe out there, people. Peace. Anyway, man, peace.